Eric Hutchinson. That's Rock and Roll. I'm 106.1 The Corner. We had Family of the Year with Hero right before that. Well, it is 9:07. It's Better World Betty time. Every other Friday, Better World Betty is here, and she's looking very sharp. She's looking dressed to the nines and in a like a green
hoodie. Like a consignment.
A consignment eco-friendly fashion today.
Yes.
Oh, wait, we need our theme song today.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
And I think Jeff actually played this last night on the Workday Wrap-Up, too.
Yeah,
someone requested it. And it ties in perfectly for Clothing with a Conscience for Better World Betty today.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, this is fun. And I, you know, Brad, I had to wear my OP jacket.
I know. You get compliments on that everywhere you go, don't you?
Oh, my gosh.
OP. Was that Ocean Pacific?
Ocean Pacific, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's rainbow. It's white with rainbow colors all around.
Yes.
It looks like a ski parka.
You know, it's funny because those jackets are worth, if they're in good shape, they're worth like two or three times what you paid for them in the 80s now. You know? It's
And that one's I got in Stanton at Retro and Me.
Nice. Okay.
But today we are talking about eco-friendly fashion.
Yeah, right. Like clothing with a conscience, eco-friendly fashion, and what you can do in the closet.
That's right. And the thing is, this is very timely because of the recent building collapse of the garment factory in Bangladesh.
I can't even believe that type of thing is happening, you know? So, yeah.
It's just terrible. And the thing is, between sweatshops and pesticides and then the worker conditions, 40 different clothing companies use that facility.
Wow.
And only two of them have come out.
Wow.
And just talked about it and demanded, and said it made a commitment, a renewed commitment to better practices and things.
Right, right.
So there are things you can do. Number one, I would say, is choose a company. Find a company that you like and you trust and that is showing a commitment. And we've talked about this cool Better World shopping guide before.
Yeah.
And it's an app.
Yeah, it's an app for your phone and you've got the book, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's called the Better World Guide. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah,
the Better World Shopping Guide.
Okay.
And the thing is, these guys have looked into their practices and sweatshops and what they're doing. And they have green heroes and corporate villains.
Yeah.
And they kind of rate. So like Patagonia, for instance. They have TS Designs, No Sweat Apparel. There's actually a company called No Sweat Apparel, but Levi's. Those get A. And actually Gap and Nordstrom, some of these, Eddie Bauer, get a B+,
mm-hmm.
B, but they
so
go through
map them out by the big company names that you've heard of.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that's one thing, you know, because we don't realize that, you know, so many of what we buy out there, mm-hmm. like I've tried, you know, I try to really read labels and it's really hard to find those domestic clothing companies. I know Localectual is another way to, if you go to localectual.com, she's got American-made products, including clothing on there. Number two, swap.
Right.
So this is like my swap sweatshirt.
Right, right. Well, and that's something that you can do with or without a store, too, you know? Like, you can just swap wearables with friends and neighbors.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
And we actually had a Betty fundraiser. We just said, hey, everyone, like, bring your donation, bring your bags. We had tons of clothing, and it's just really fun. You know, of course, it's fun to see your friends wearing the sweatshirt that you cannot stand anymore.
Yeah.
You can't look at it, but they're like, look fabulous in it. So that's fun. American household spends over $1,700 a year just on apparel. Hmm. So this is where we can vote with our dollars.
Yeah.
Like we said. So number three, recycle.
Yep. Okay.
So let's talk about the event that's happening next week on Wednesday, May 5th.
All right. What is that?
So ReThreads is our newest consignment shop in town.
Okay.
I love Melissa. It's near the Allied Street, near Steve O'Coffee and those guys.
Okay. Yep.
It's in there, and she is having a benefit for Better World Betty, and she's encouraging students to recycle their clothing, small household items. Let me pull it up. It's on my Facebook. Here we go. Okay. So it's because I got to see where the location is. It's so, at Osbridge Ballroom.
Okay.
And it's on Wednesday, May 8th from 10 to 2.
Wednesday, May 8th. Cool.
Yep.
Okay.
Woodard and ReThreads and Better World Betty are teaming up to, you know, encourage being eco-friendly, like recycle your clothing. I was telling you before the show, it turns out that 10 pounds of clothing every year each American throws out, the EPA estimates.
10 pounds?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I'm trying to think. I guess I'm just kind of in the habit of donating it to somewhere.
Exactly.
There's plenty of places that'll take it. Even, you know, and sometimes even if there's like a little coffee stain or something like that, they'll still take it. You
exactly.
Know?
So there's plenty of great places. Yeah. What I like to do is I like to rotate because there's so many great nonprofits and consignment shops and the whole thing.
And thrift shops and so forth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the betterworldbetty.org, if you go to see under clothing, under the directory, there are all the consignment shops on there. So it makes it easy for you to look those up.
Yep.
Number four, I have, is Wear Local.
Wear Local. Okay.
So it's great that you can get, you know, maybe organic cotton jeans somewhere.
Right.
But if that means that those are made in India, then that adds like 85 pounds of carbon footprint and about a 10,000 mile journey to your...
Yeah,
to your body, to your legs.
That's
right. So, this woman, this is so cool. You're going to love to hear about this. Rebecca Burgess did a challenge: a year of wearing only clothes made from material sourced within 100 miles of her front door.
Huh. Wow.
And this was, you know, tricky, but she did this challenge. Her favorite piece of clothing is called these golden plants. They're local, organic, color grown, undyed cotton, the whole nine yards, because some of the dyes too can be an issue. So she started the Fiber Shed Project.
Fiber Shed. Okay.
And this is all about trying to push the textile industry into sustainable clothing.
Yeah.
And so she wants to, she has a blog, Fibershed blog, and she wants to build a solar-powered fabric mill in North Carolina.
That's really
Northern California.
Northern California.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you hear all about the local diet or the 50-mile diet or shopping local, you know, in local independent stores. This would just be the next step.
And yes.
It could be done in a lot of places.
Right, right. So I love that. Wear Local. And then the last tip is I have like a, a little DIY activity with old jeans. So there's so many great like t-shirt books now, like 100 things to do with old t-shirts.
Right,
you can make t-shirt skirts, pants, like tops, everything. Or pants. Well, no.
Not necessarily pants, but.
You actually can. Oh, gosh.
I mean, I guess you could.
And then, look, check this out. This, Brad, I'm going to make you one of these things. It is a tool belt.
Yeah.
/ gardening apron made out of your old jeans.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, guys, you take the top and you cut out the seams of the legs and cut out the front fly, and you've got your pocket and your belt left.
And so you keep the pocket. I like this drawing.
I know.
The pocket there, and you keep the belt, like the belt loop.
Yes. And you can like apply, it says you can apply leftover latex paint to kind of like cut off the fringe, like cut down on the fringe benefit. You can leave out the cut edges raw and finish them on a sewing machine. But it's a tool belt.
It's
made
a tool belt from
old
jeans. That's awesome.
It rocks.
That's
Maybe I'll have to try to figure out
a way
to put this.
You're so thrifty and crafty. I love where you come up with this stuff.
Oh my gosh.
It's great.
So those are your tips for eco-friendly fashion.
Yeah, eco-friendly fashion and clothing with a conscience.
That's right. And I hope to see you all out at the event at UVA next week
on Wednesday.
Wednesday, 10 to 2.
Okay.
Check my Facebook page. It's all on there. And we'll hope to see you there.
Better World Betty is our guest every other Friday morning. And we're going to go out with another fashion show kind of song.
Oh, Zoolander.
Oh, Zoolander. This was in Zoolander. This is Wise Guys with Start the Commotion. Don't do it. Just start the commotion. It's 106.1 The Corner.